Tinashe, Chris Brown, Coldplay on the MFM Lunch Show. 3:15, welcome to it if you just joined us. It is a Wednesday, so that means it's time for Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Very much correct. We have Tian in studio. I haven't seen you in 3 weeks.
It's been like 3 weeks, yeah. Mark's been here for two times in a row.
I've had enough of Mark. I've missed you. Yeah. Can I just say?
Thank you. I was missing MFM as well. So.
That's good. And listen, what are we chatting about today? Because over the past 2 weeks, there was anxiety surrounding the surprise of the app that we finally got last week. So we're really excited that it's out. But what's new?
So obviously this week I'm back, so it's very geeky.
Yes.
Obviously. Okay, so we're talking toys.
My kind of talk.
And we're talking new stuff that everyone's doing. So Facebook's launching a new app. It's the iOS market only for now. They'll be launching the Android app later this year. Well, what this app does, it's called Life Stage. And it's actually, it's meant for all Facebook users under the age of 21. So this is the new idea. So instead of having to actually chat and type on what you want to do on Facebook, hey, let's do some, you know, this whole Vine movement of creating this 5, 4, 6 second movies that you do online. Well, Facebook's taking this, created an app, said, let's do Life Stage. And they're encouraging young people under the age of 21 to use it to start changing the face of Facebook from a text driven news feed to a video driven news feed.
So that's
Facebook,
so cool.
Yeah,
that's
so really they
cool.
spend millions on producing this app, so they are quite serious about this. Obviously, they've got money to waste, so but I mean, they're quite serious about this, and then they are marketing it in the States and Europe, very especially to the under 21s. It's actually made for teens, and they want to. I think they want to have Facebook birth into a new sort of new Facebook. It's going to be the new thing.
Sure how I feel about this, eh?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very voyeuristic to a certain extent. I'm not sure whether I like that or not.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
But, you know, it's a different generation these days.
That's,
you know?
True, because I'm over 21 also. I'm just like, why is it exclusive to that? Yeah, because it makes me feel old as
right.
well.
Obviously, it's not exclusive, but they are trying to advertise to the youngins,
the
youngins only. Mm-hmm. As they'll be the next generation to take Facebook further. So it's smart. I mean, smart marketing, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Go and have a look. It's actually quite cool to use. I played around with it a bit. Obviously, I'm older than 21, like barely. But yeah, go and have a look. It's actually quite cool. It's got to do with why you think about Facebook. That's actually quite interesting.
Also, it's launched already. It's not something that's still coming.
No, it's launched already in the iOS market, and the Android will see probably by mid to end of September.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Talking about smart technology, this is something I was just like, this is amazing. A wristband that can trace your GPS directions on your skin.
Okay, so that sounds way weird, right?
It does.
But it's actually quite cool. It's very simple, really. So, you know, most cell phones these days have sort of a vibrate function.
Yes.
But it only vibrates like a normal pulse, like either pulse,
yes,
whatever.
Yes,
there's nothing to it. Well, this little device flips around your wrist. It's small. It's basically a watch you're wearing around your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses four different motors, rotary motors, inside the device to trace out certain shapes and sizes on your skin. But it literally feels like someone's actually taking your finger and moving it over your skin. So if I had to take your hand and I had to write a W or MFM on your, you'll know what I'm writing, right?
True.
Exactly the same feeling that you're going to get from this wristband. So you're driving on your bicycle, you know that you have to turn, or you don't know you have to turn left, but your arm, your hand, something's tracing a left arrow on your hand, and suddenly, you go left. That's your wristband telling you go left.
Does it not leave marks on your skin?
No,
that's what I'm worried about.
It uses vibration only.
Or vibration,
but
yes.
It's so smart that it uses the skin to vibrate itself. It uses different layers of skin to vibrate itself. It's very interesting.
I want to try this out.
Yeah,
this is so
cool. It literally feels like there's a haptic touch, like someone's touching you, although it's actually just a vibration and it trickles down your nerves. It's actually quite cool.
Mm. Is this out already, or is it something?
The prototype's out. They're launching end of September. It's gonna be like $2,000 for one. It's gonna be expensive.
Like just $2,000.
But it's at launch. Remember, if this thing takes off, which I think it will, because this makes a whole lot of sense for people who can't see. This makes a whole lot of sense for people who can't hear. Mm-hmm. The haptic feel. I mean, it's a different sense. So it's actually quite cool. Mm-hmm. We've seen stuff that we, you know, you can only hear, or you don't see, but you haven't really had one thing that combines all of those. Only uses one sense, which is haptic sense. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually quite cool.
I actually want to try this out and see how it works. If you have 2,000 rand for me, just come through.
Yeah,
you know, sponsor me for that.
I think what we should do is we should try to get one somewhere. Like someone maybe give us one somewhere, sponsors, and we can test it on air.
True.
We can maybe do that.
Cool. That would be really cool.
Okay, cool. Okay.
What else are you chatting about?
Okay, so I'm very excited about this thing. It's called IFTTT.
What is that?
If then, if this, then that. That's what it stands for. If this, then that. Okay, now basically what it is you've got a lot of smart devices in your home.
Yes.
Like some of them not so smart yet, but let's say you've got the fridge going, you've got this maybe a microwave going, you've got some TV sort thing going, that smart device, whatever, right? Okay, so this thing, it's very easy. It's a website you can go to, ifttt.com, and this allows you to install triggers on your phone that's connected to the same Wi-Fi network as your smart device, and your phone and this program acts as a trigger for your smart devices. So let me give you an example.
Yes.
So you leave work, and you've got your location on your phone, and so your phone knows you're leaving work, but you've set a trigger with this program software that's free, by the way. You've set a trigger with this software that when you leave work, your location picks up that you're not at work anymore, and so the phone realizes you're leaving work. It's 5 o'clock. That means you're going home. So I'm putting on the heater at home for you.
This is amazing.
So
hallelujah.
Let's say it's 6 o'clock. Your alarm goes off. Right. You've touched it twice. He knows it's learned that you probably by the third time the alarm goes off, you're going to get up.
Yes.
So by the second time it starts brewing the coffee for you.
Come on. Cool. But there's a price to this, probably.
The system itself, free of charge.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're using beta testers. We are all beta testers.
True.
For a bigger world domination. So we're taking this further. Okay. So obviously we've seen all these movies with these houses, that smart houses and that. This is where this is going.
I would absolutely love this idea.
And I could totally work this out. It can even play your vinyls for you if you're in a bad mood. Come on.
Beautiful. I'm sold.
Okay, so go check it out. It's ifttt.com. I'd love some feedback on this because naturally I'm a geek and I know some other geeks out there.
Mm.
And this is a great potential for some engineering students to do some triggers here.
True.
Hint, hint, hint. There's some money involved.
True.
Hint, hint, hint.
Oh,
yes.
Love that. So it's called If This, Then That.
If This, Then That. So basically, if this happens, then do that.
Cool idea.
Actually quite cool.
So what else are we talking chatting about today?
Okay, lastly, and this is quite quickly, it's actually quite nice, especially with the exams heading to, we're heading towards exams. It's called BriefTube. It's like YouTube, but it's BriefTube. So you get a lot of lectures and stuff online that you can go and watch YouTube videos on and that and whatnot. But obviously, there's a 40-minute lecture and you just want to know one thing about that lecture, but you've got no idea what that guy is telling you in the lecture because it's a professor from Michigan State University.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that YouTube's got this video on it. It's called BriefTube, and I can go and search a certain term that he speaks about within his video.
That is cool.
And this
so
will
basically like a summary of whatever
yes.
you want.
And this will take me exactly to that part of the video and tell me these are the chapters he's covered, these are what he's going to cover, but this is where that word came from.
Skimming on another level.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Look, we're all dead for time.
Definitely.
So go and check out BriefTube. It's worth it. It's a free of charge service. It's in beta. It's in testing at the moment. I've checked it a few times. It works very well. Very accurate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. Thank you so much, Tian from the IT department. When again, am I seeing you next week or is it
No,
Mark?
It's Mark back next week. I'll be here in a fortnight.
And on Twitter, where can we find you?
It's Tian_IT or give us a shout at Stellenbosch IT Uni. And that it'd be great to hear from you, especially on that IFTTT.
I am actually going to check it out. After this show, I'm checking it out and see if I can connect some of my home devices, if I have any smart devices at home with this. Thank you so much, Tian from the IT department.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.